Blog Talk Radio. justice. Everyone is fighting for equal rights and justice. Palestine is fighting for equal rights and justice. Down in Angola, equal rights and justice. Down in Botswana, equal rights and justice. Down in Zimbabwe, equal rights and justice. Down in Rhodesia, equal rights and justice. Right here in
Zimbabwe. That's right, equal rights and justice. This, that's what we need, that's what we require. Well, folks, it is July, the month of my birthday. Just in case you didn't get it and you didn't get the memo, just want to make sure I get that in early, up front. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, good night, wherever you are. This is Caribbean Global Voices, your morning, Saturday morning entertainment, and your host, Ivor Henry. Just want to say good morning to each and every one of you out there in internet land, and for those who are logged on via the telephone. Well, folks, you know, you too can be a part of this show. It's 563-999-3693. 563-999-3693. And of course, we're here every Saturday morning from 9 until 9, my neck of the woods. We're coming to you live and lively out of Miami, Florida. We are bathed in sunshine. It's summertime. And folks, of course, it's the 4th of July weekend. So plenty of fireworks, and we're going to have some fireworks here as well on the show. Well, we ask you to stick and stay. And for those who are not feeling too well, we are going to render prayers for you as well. So we'll get to that segment shortly. But I'll just go ahead and just give an outline here. There can only be one first. That is one first. After you're coming first, doesn't matter what happens after that. But yes, July is the first month of the second half of the year. I'm speaking to Cardinal in specifically. And we know that December would end the year and, of course, the second half. Therefore, the months in between July and December, somewhat lost in the shuffle. Well, if you're still not entertained, I just want to tell you, and let me say the second time for the day, it is my birth month. Yeah, it is. And let's go on into the 4th of July, the annual celebrations of nationhood, also known as Independence Day. That started way back in 1776. But as Cardinal would say, the jury is still out on nations that are supposed to be truly independent. I'm sure we'll have a say on that as well. But however, I urge you to stick and stay, to be entertained. We'll be coming with some fulfilling inspirational music and speeches, or what have you. And that is to be followed by sports in brief. And we will acknowledge birthdays, anniversaries, and historical facts on this date. And up front, I'll go ahead and say, I celebrate each and every day of July. So I would have started yesterday. And I jumped the gun and say, well, Sandra O'Striker, she started it yesterday. Followed closely here by Fiol's son, Desperado. He makes 1 year. Day, so we will be celebrating him as well, top of the hour, when we have sports, and after that we're going to have birthdays, anniversaries, and historical notes on this date. So that's pretty much what we would have had to start the show here this morning. And I think I'm going to be a lone ranger here in terms of co-host and my prayer warriors and stuff. Everyone seems to be taking the holiday off, so who gone on a holiday? Seems like everyone is on a holiday, but they're listening in. I want to say pleasant good morning to Matrice over there in New York City. She's up and about, you know, trying to really brave and weather the storm, having been on missionary duties throughout the night. But nonetheless, she's here with us, but she's not going to be audible at this time. And I will just go ahead and say hi and hello to those who are further afield, like the St. Martins, I think it's Nevis, and over there in the UK as well. We know we have those special fans that you have to really listen up to hear your name, as they call. As a matter of fact, I left out one of the part there. I asked you to stick and stay because be sure to listen to see if you would have made the Cardinal Dean's list of his special fans. Be mindful, I will be taking notes. That's if he slips up for the regulars. I usually say, a good. Carlene, you can wipe that smile off your face at this time and stick and stay. Come on, gentlemen, you can hear my voice. I already started feeling very, very good because the month of July is here. July. And there's no lie about July. Well, folks, before we really get into the thick of things, oh, I remember Lane as well because today is the memorial service for his late wife, Mrs. Eunice Francis, and he's going to be in my area in Miami, down in the southwest, a little further afield, but we will remember them throughout this program as well. So they are still in grieving mode, but they're acknowledging the presence of her spirit in the church this morning. That's how we start at 11 o'clock. So I'm sure we'll bring you up to speed with what's happening. There is a website as well. So again, we want you to stick and stay. Well, let me just maybe be the pastor. Let me put on my gears here where I can probably go ahead and give the show its blessing. Oh, righteous, gracious, and loving Father in heaven, you are great, mighty, and full of majesty. Father, you are worthy to be praised and worshipped and deserve every honor and adoration. Thank you for your mercies which woke us up this morning and for taking us safely through the past days and a few more hours. We go into history in fleeting time, ending another week. We are in the weekend, and it's the weekend of the 4th of July. Time really waits for no man or woman, and we need to see that the hour indeed is late and make our calling and election sure so we can be ready to meet you and go with thee to heaven when you shall come soon in the clouds. Forgive us where we have fallen short and sinned in thought, word, and in our actions. Give us clean hearts, Lord. Father God, thank you for your touch, provisions, and for your many interventions in our lives. For had it not been you on our side, or the one who got our backs, we have no idea where we would have been. Whether we would have been through the wilderness of woe, physical, social, mental, emotional, spiritual, financial, and economical storms of life. We thank thee, for because Jesus lives, we can face anything, and life is worth the living, just because he lives. Thank you, Dad, that all storms do not come to destroy, but to give us a clearer view of what lies ahead, so that we can make the necessary changes and adjustment. Help us not to worry, nor to stress, Lord. For you have never failed us yet, and you are still able to save and deliver us. Guttermost from the guttermost and the uppermost. Thank you for your precious promises upon which we stand, and that we can also stand on Christ's solid rock. All other grounds around us is sinking sands, so save us with thy mighty hands. Lord Jehovah Raptor, bring healing to the sick, suffering, sighing, and shutting. Be the balm and gilead and grant wellness. God of mercy, comfort every soul by sin, sorrow, grief, and sadness, oppressed, and bring joy, peace, hope, and happiness. Take us safely through this day, grant us traveling mercies, and keep the devil at bay. Keep him at bay, or him or her at bay, the devil. Hold our hands today and lead us, O King, eternal. Hear our prayers. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. A little lengthy, but we always have time for the good Lord. And folks, once again, I ask you to stick and stay because we're going to be into our inspirational portion that's going to take us up until the top of the hour, 10 o'clock. We put the sporting gears on and we bring you sports in brief, by the way, internationally, regional, and locally, whatever is happening around us in sports. Then we'll have Arnold. He will be greeting his special fans. And again, I ask you to listen up to hear if you make Cardinal's Dean list of special fans. And we have birthdays, anniversaries, and events that would have taken place on this date. And that's coming your way via Mr. Audley Watson. I'll take this time to say good morning to my Ruby over there in New York City. I spoke with her during this week. As usual, her mouth is strong, and she'd say, well, you know, the rest of the body is not good, but I'm in my rightful mind. Thank God for that. Well, thank God for a lady. She's blessed, highly favored as well. And, of course, Kana will have a commentary. And, of course, it's 4th of July weekend, and we urge you to maybe lend us your voice, contribution via calling in 563-999-3693. But if you care to listen, that, too, is a contribution. But, however, spread word. Let the folks know that we are here. Well, we expect to hear from the ladies, Dawn and Debbie. That's 10:45 this morning. They're doing some humanitarian work over there in Antigua and Barbuda, and they're trying to spread the wings around the world as well. So we expect to hear something from them on this special weekend, which is the Independence Weekend. We call it Nation this nation building and Independence Day, but like we said, nationhood. We sometimes often wonder, the black men in this country, where do we go from here? But there are songs to which would have asked this question, where do we go from here? But we are here, we are in it, we've been in it. But like Chris said, we're going to turn it over to the mighty hands of the one and only Jesus, God. Rapture, hallelujah. Well, folks, I'm going to look to you. Let's look to the heavens, look to the Lord, and see how much and how far he can take us this day, and for the weekend, and for the upcoming week, and, of course, for the month of July, and beyond, because we want to hear not just for a good time, but for a long time, and in good health. Once again, good morning, folks. I look to you. Whitney Houston.
Have I laid me down? Heaven, hear me now. I'm lost without a cause. After giving it my all, winter storms have come and darkened my sun. After all that I've been through, who on earth can I turn to? I look to you. I look to you. After all my strength is gone, in you I can be strong. I look to you. Searching for that open door. And every road that I've taken, let the mind be free. to you.
Yes, indeed, Whitney Houston, the late, great Whitney Houston. Whenever I hear her voice, she always reminds me of Phil Thorne. She has that golden voice as well. I remember her singing at Justin's funeral, and my word, she really brought the house down, unaccompanied by music, and that's when you know a person can really, really sing. Whitney Houston, you remind me, and it'll always bring back Phil Thorne. Speaking of her as well, she, her one-year-old son makes birthday today, so we'll be really, really speaking about him. That's Jasper Ratu. So he is the latest member here that you have to give this to Audley, that you can hear it over there on the cricket show on Sunday during the birthday hours. That's between 6:30 and 7. So I want to say happy birthday to you. And he really, he was born in a good month. I have to get to Fio. That's his mother, Fio Thorne, whom I just spoke of. She happened to born her son in the best month, July. That's my birth month as well. But come just after 10 o'clock, maybe about 10:15, we'll be having the birthdays right after sports. So that's when we would really, really serenade Jasper. And again, we want to say hi and hello to Leon Francis and his family and friends, close friends especially. They're having a memorial service for the late Mrs. Eunice Francis down in the Southwest area. We will bring you more on that as we go along. Well, what shall we render? Let us see.
Everybody,
to Jehovah.
Stand and help me welcome Travis Green, everybody. So much for me, I cannot tell it all. If I had 10,000 tongues, it still wouldn't be enough.
What shall I render to Jehovah? What shall I render?
lift your hands.
We want to say good morning. Good morning. Good morning to you. I recognize this number, Mr. Liam Francis. Your hand is up.
Pleasant good morning to you, Ivor, and wonderful show so far. But I wanted to dedicate that song you just played there for Phil Thorne. Night. She's with me in the car going to the church, so, and she's singing along. So please play it for her.
Okay. Phil, yeah, my favorite singer. Good morning, Phil. How are you doing?
Good morning, sir. How are you doing today?
Wonderful, wonderful. And you, I said this morning you would have given birth in the best month of the year, July.
Definitely, definitely.
Yes, Jasper, making money in a day. I have that information. Yes, indeed.
All right.
And of course,
blessings to you.
Well, yeah, traveling mercies is in my prayers for you guys. I know that you are going to memorialize Mrs. Eunice Francis. I know you're going to do some singing there. I called your name this morning also.
I heard.
So you heard. All right. I know you're going to bring down the house. Well, I know. Just for you, we're going to be taking the song from the top. Why, what's the name again? We're going to have For the Goodness of God. So, Leon, drive safely and get to your destination in one piece. And, of course, we're going to remember you guys in prayers as well. So, Bill, I know you're going to really take over. You're going to take over from here. So, Leon might have to turn the music down while you sing. But here we go. Specially requested.
I love you, Lord, for your mercy never fails me. All my days I've been held in your hand. From the moment that I wake up till I lay my head, oh, I will sing of the goodness of God. 'Cause all my life you have been faithful. And all my life you have been so, so good. With every breath that I am able, oh, I will sing of the goodness of God. I love your voice. You have led me through the fire. In darkest night, you are close like no other. I've known you as a father. I've known you as a friend. And I have lived in the goodness of God. Hey! 'Cause all my life you have been faithful. Oh, yes you have. And all my life you have been so, so good. Every breath that I am able, oh, I will the goodness of God. Your goodness is running after me. Your goodness is running after me. With my life laid down, I surrender now. I give you everything, oh Lord. Your I'm
we're going up the hill to 10 o'clock. And that song was specially requested for Fiol Thorne. And she was singing at the top of her voice. Her lungs need some air now, according to Leon, as she was really singing it out. But this is the version of Fiol Thorne's Go Light Your Candle. I have to get with Leon to get her version, but I'm going to request this for her as well. Fiol, take a listen. I know you're going to sing as well.
There is a candle in every soul, some brightly burning, some dark and cold. There is a spirit who brings a fire, ignites a candle, and makes it whole.
I know Fiol was singing to the top of the lungs there, singing that song. Telling you, every time I hear the song, she always comes to mind. I like her version, like her voice. And of course, she gave birth in the best month of the year to Jasperatu. I'm telling you, 1 year old today. And guess who's having a birthday this month as well? Oh, yes, my fiance. And she born on a good day too, you know, on a good date, the 24th day of July. Why is that date so special? I'll tell you why. My grandmother, one of my favorite ladies in this whole wide world, she would have passed away in 1985 at age 92. She was born on that date, July 24th. And one wonders, how do I love this lady like that? Of course, that's my grandma imprint right there. That's Miss Barbara. How are you doing? Giving you a big shout out during the month of July. And like I said, it's the first month in the second half of the year. So July, yes, we have a first. Sorry, Leanne, you came in the middle between July and December. So somehow, you know, September, October, especially October, you just have to get lost in the shuffle. Sorry, Donna. But I have to say, a good to Cardinal. Folks, we're remembering Mrs. Eunice Francis. She's going to be memorialized today in the Southwest area. That's the church that she has spent a whole lot of time worshiping, and she will be remembered today. So we want to send our condolences out to the Bewery family, the Francis family, and close relatives and friends. So we're going to ask you to ride out your storm, knowing that the good Lord is the pilot and he is steering the ship safely to shore. John Knooks, come on in.
Nights of confusion,
Yes, indeed. It's as simple as that. God will take care of us. We just have to believe. He is ever living, ever loving. And he is the one and only true God that will take care of us. We know we're not worthy. Always take us up from our knees, bring us back to our feet, dust us off, forgive us, and move on. But be mindful, God is not mocked. Do not take advantage of his kindness. But we are getting to the top of the hour, just about 5 minutes away from closing out the inspirational portion. And we are going to end it here with the Grace Thrillers. We can't walk without holding his hands.
Oh, yeah.
valley's too low, but that's just for us. It's never too high for the Almighty. It's never too low for the Almighty. Nope. Everything is possible with Him. You just have to believe. Well, folks, we have come to the end of our inspirational portion for this morning. We're at the top of the hour. I truly, truly hope that you would have enjoyed the inspirational portion. We would have heard from Leon and Phil Thorn on their way to memorialize Mrs. Eunice Francis at the church that's right here in Southwest Florida in Miami. So we're going to wish them all the best as well. And folks, we are happy that you stick and stay. A pleasant good morning to Kathleen Twitt. This is her segment. She likes all portions of the show, but she said this is where she specializes in listening to the first hour, the inspirational portion. So we are going to be into sports at this time. Stand by.
For 10 long years, we ruled the cricket world. Now the rules seem coming to an end. But down here, just a pink in the armor is enough, enough to lose a friend. Some of the old generals have retired and gone, and the runs don't come as they did before. But when the two say so, don't you know the desert is gone? We've lost the battle, but yet we will.
On the rise again. You can only play and beat what is put in front of you. So we are going to rally around none other than the illustrious one, King Mr. Royalty, His Majesty, Mr. David Maitland. Come on down.
Yeah, good morning. Good morning, Ivor.
Good morning, sir.
Good morning. Just to let the listeners know, all those accolades, I'm just a lowly peasant, you know, so not the king, not the royal king, you know, those attachments that I'm getting there. I just wanted the listeners to know that maybe I have the wrong
David,
person.
They're not believing you, David. This is my month, David. This is, well, I was told this is our month. We have July. So they're believing me, if no other month, they're believing you in my, they're believing me in my birth month. So
okay,
this is
okay.
That you're right. Saying you are, David. You can just give it up now. Come on in, fly in. Did you come by helicopter? Your helicopter?
I don't know what you're talking about. I don't even have a toy. I got a toy helicopter, that's it. But don't you like to say good morning to all the listeners, Hardly, Leon, Hardnug, Maurice, another one that I may have missed out. Just like to say good morning to each and every one. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, good night. Welcome to the, I'm glad to be back on the program here this morning. Next week I will be in Orlando for the minor league game. So just letting listeners know. But this morning I'll start off with the with minor league. You know, as the minor league kick off their second season last Saturday inside Central Garden Regional Park, and all over the country there were different games being played in different cities. I know today, and I think tomorrow there should be some game being played around because the Fort Lauderdale Lions are on the road. So to give you some scores from last week game, Atlanta Fire versus Fort Lauderdale Lions. Atlanta Fire could only muster 128 for 8, with Ross Silver getting 49, Christopher Lamont getting 28. Amila Aponso got 3 for 21, Stephen Taylor 2 for 5 from 1 over. And Atlanta Fire batted, they made 131 for 4. With the U.S. representative Aaron Jones getting 40 with 1-4-3-6, and the big man Raheem Cornwall getting 36. He had 1-4-5-6 and his Jamar Hamilton also chipped in. He had 30. He had 4-4-6 in his innings. Hugh Jawal was the bowler, the pick of the bowler. He get in. Hugh Jawal, Vin Nakata getting 2 for 29. Atlanta Fire won by 6 wickets. The second game between the Orlando Galaxy and Mauritsville Raptors was abandoned without a ball being bowled. And on Sunday, Atlanta Fire versus Orlando. And this was another onslaught by Raheem Cornwall. He got 93 with 6-4 and 10-6. And I'm telling you, Ivor, I had to tell him one time, I said, if you hit it just over the fence, you'll get 6. And when you take all the hit it out of the park, there's a couple of times the ball actually took a while to retrieve from over the boundary. He hit them so far. And by the time the players get over there, they were looking for the ball. And Aaron Jones again, he chipped in with 48, 3-4s, and 4-6s. And James Saeed, getting 36, 1-4, and 3-6s. The pick of the bowler for Orlando was Dimitri Adams. He got 2 for 26. And Orlando batted, they could only muster 150. Ardy Sai getting 39, 3-4, and 1-6. Sumit Shirawat, he got 27, 2-4, and 2-6. And this Vas Patel, he got 21, 4-6. The bowler again, Amila Aponso, get 2 for 25. And Edward Dwyer get 2 for 26. Atlanta won by 92 runs. The Lions for the Lions versus Mauritsville Raptors. Mauritsville we call it a rain reduced game. Reduced from 20 to 14 after the lightning warning went off on the field. Mauritsville Raptors got 127 for 5. Elantra getting 49, 6-4 and 2-6. Jacobos Pinar get 29, 1-4 and 2-6. Roy Silver with a pick of the bowler, 20. Christopher Lamont get 2 for 22. And Lions batted, they made 129 for 5 with Roy Silver coming back to start with the bat. He got 6-7, 2-4s and 8-6s, and Dean Morgan getting 27, 2-4. And Siva Kumar getting 2 for 18, and Colin Archibald, 2 for 22. But Lauderdale won by 5 wickets. Now, also locally, that was last week's game. This week, they're having a Masters tournament. There's no low club cricket to begin with. There's no club cricket being played this week because of the holiday weekend. But there's a Masters tournament that is presently taking place in a sports park over there off of Oakland Park Boulevard. The largest sports park off of Oakland Park Boulevard. It's called the South Florida Lions 4th of July Masters T20 Festival. With the participating team, South Florida Lions. Hold on there, Ivor. Let me get out of this thing. Somebody calling my phone. I don't know who that is. They have the Fort Lauderdale Lions, Desmond Lewis Masters, Veterans CC, Caribbean MCC, and All-Pro Masters. Those are the teams that are taking part in this tournament. Now, today's game starts at 9. With the first game with South Florida Masters versus Veterans. And then at 12:15 is Desmond Lewis versus Caribbean Masters. And then the next game at 3 o'clock is All Pro Masters versus Caribbean Masters. And then they have Veterans versus Desmond Lewis at 9:45. So that's 6:45. So game time, first game is at 9, second game is at 12:15, third game is at 3:30, and the last game is at 6:45. And on Sunday, they have 3 games. It's South Florida Lions versus All-Pro, and then Caribbean Masters versus Veterans. That's at 12:15, and Desmond Lewis versus All-Pro at 3:30. And on Monday they have 2 games at 11 a.m. is the second place team versus the third place team, and then the final is at 3 o'clock is the G8 winner versus first place team. I guess the team that finished first, looking at this, would be getting a bye, and then the team number 2 and team number 3 would play the winner there for the final. So that's what's happening locally this weekend. There is a game being played in the Baltimore League. That's what's happening there. Now we turn to West Indies will engage Bangladesh. Started. That's on the T20 over there in 1 o'clock. Start time is not sure the start time. We also have test match, which is going on at present, India versus England. Seems as if India might have brought out the big stick here against England, because at one time they were struggling at 95 for 5, and I was in fear of getting bowled out under 100 until Richard Pant and Javinja got to the wicket, and they put a licking on the England team. And at the end, the skipper just seemed like he kicked in at the end of the scorecard. For India, it is Richard Pant 146. Ravindjek Dejek at 104. The extras were next at 40. And we have 20 for Anuma Zahari. You know, that's those were the main scores for England, for India. Yeah, as I said, it seemed as if was looking at that short board that I looking from Umar there at the end, and some 30 odd runs came out of that over there. But at presently, Umar got 31 not out. At presently, England is struggling. They're on 36 for 2. They're not looking too good there. And Darren with Boomer getting 2 wickets so far. Bowling for England. Anderson getting back to his old self, getting 5 to 60. And Pat getting 2 wickets there in that game. So I said it's not looking too good at present, but I guess they're back to live action. You know, rain might have ceased falling, just like there. Turn our attention to tennis. Had my tennis score off here somewhere along the line. It might have disappeared, guys. Let me see if I can find it back. And we have the Wimbledon tennis tournament going on at present. So that's Thursday. I'm not really a tennis buff, but I know there's a lot of people out there listening. To the game, if TFO yesterday won 3-6, 7-6, 7-6, 6-4. Goffin won 6-4, 4-6, 7-6, 7-5, 6-2, and 7-5. Djokovic, he won in straight set, 6-0, 6-3, 6-4. And Alcaraz won in straight set also, 6-3, 6-1, 6-2. And Ivan Rithoven won in straight set, 6-4, 6-3, 6-4. And T-Paul won in straight set, 6-1, 6-3, 6-2, and 6-2. Jay Sinner won 6-4, 7-5, 6-3. The last game there is C. Norrie won in straight set also, 6-4, 6-1, 6-love. So that's some tennis there. As I said, I'm not really a tennis buff, tennis fan. I'm a fan. I know Serena ball early from that tournament. We lost too early. Not to get in a wild card bird there. However, that's it from scores here and highlights of what's happening both locally and internationally. So.
Forever, yeah.
David MIA for a few weeks there, and the folks were coming down with sledgehammers and everything, wondering where they would have gone. You know, David would have seen where the man with the hammer gone. Well, David been found. David has been found. So David, minor leagues has they've gone out of town now to they've relocated.
Yeah,
there's no more games in South Florida, right?
No. We come from next week. The game will shift to Orlando. In the week of the 16th and the 17th, I think, if my name is correct, they come back to Central Broad Regional Park. And then they'll shift again on the week of the 30th to Orlando. So the game then will move around. Plus, Atlanta also. So the games are played in the different areas now.
What day they have for games in Atlanta?
I think the week of the 24th, I think. Let me a second in. I'll tell you in a minute. So the week of the 23rd and 24th, they'll be in Atlanta.
Okay, I would imagine at the same field downtown there, right?
I have no clue what field they'll be playing those games on. I can check with Jermaine, and I can have that info for you. And check with Jermaine.
Yeah, I like to know that info. I'll try to be there for that. 24th is a significant date.
Yeah, 23rd and 24th. So.
Yeah. I'll extend both the celebrations, with including cricket as well. So that's my plans.
So you know, as I said, I'll check with Jermaine where what field is those games going to be played at. I'll let you know that. But that West Indies game was played start at 1:30 p.m. So
yeah. Okay.
And England, you know, 41 for 2.
Oh man, I hope Zach Crawley has not out. He's been failing, you know, that's my batsman of the future. Him and Peterson from South Africa. But Crawley been failing and the persistence with him.
Yeah,
he's
gone. He fails again for 9.
That guy.
Yeah, the guy's just keeping
his batting and he's gone again. Oh. Well, I guess sometimes you go to a bad pattern and you come to, but I still think he's one for the future. That's Zach Crawley.
Some of those teams might have lost some of those players also, because, you know, the U.S. is down in, will be going down, I think, to Namibia, I think. Actually playing some practice points right now. They're playing a game. They made 190 for 5. Next team made New Jersey. Our Jersey made 140. I know Steve not left right after that game. So I know there's some of the players then would be down there playing in those matches. I don't see
Joe's
name here on this list of players that play.
I got you. I have two things to tell you, and I know you're not gonna want to believe one of them. But this is the best month of the year. It's July. It's our month.
Yeah.
Our I was told by Mutt is to say our month. In the past, I've been saying my month. Now, our month. And like I told you, the 24th has some significance to it. That's Baba's birthday, believe it or not. July 24th, the best month. And the other thing, this forward guy, and I'm going to use the word forward, I think we can say that on the radio, have the audacity and the nerve to be saying, what the heaven David do talking about tennis? Although he said he don't know much about tennis. Why he even bring up that when I'm the tennis guru on here?
Yeah.
Do you know who said that?
No, I know not any of my friends will be saying that. Maybe some of my enemies.
That is exactly why I said you're not going to believe. Not because you're in the Bible, David, 1,000 times, the cardinal and pope and so in there. Cardinal. He don't even want to answer you.
Good morning, David.
Good morning. Now
tell
you
him
understand.
About the tennis, tell him what it's about the tennis first.
David,
yeah.
Now you understand why nobody wants to be born in July, right?
Yeah, I know. Unfortunately,
when you're born in July, man, you're in bad company.
I got a son that was born in July, unfortunately.
Yeah, unfortunately. You know. You know why September, June only got 30 days? Because somebody they say named Julius Caesar, who July name after. Remember, Julius Caesar was consumed with conquering people, you know?
Yeah.
You understand?
Yeah.
So when people are trying to shift your mind towards something else, they're trying to conquer your mind there and make you think something that doesn't exist. You understand? So they said July was named after Julius Caesar, the big well-known historical conqueror. That was his preoccupation. So you just watch it. And the other thing, it takes the 31st, what would have been the 31st of June to make it the 1st of July. So
yeah.
That more people could be born in July. You understand? That's
yeah.
What happened. But anyway, I know you're not going to be swayed by all this.
No.
So,
you know.
I know that. So,
David,
don't worry
David,
about it. Do I get that thing?
Let
you know.
Me,
and
let
some
me,
people,
let me.
Some people, David, delay. You ever hear about people born after they're supposed to be born and so?
Yes.
Check it out. Most of them would have been born in July, but they refuse. So they carry over their birthday to August.
Yeah.
You understand? That's what's going on here. That's why there's so few people born in July. Now, when you get down to September and October and November now, you're going to see a different story.
So
I think you want to hear Baba about it.
You're going to see a totally different story.
I hope she called it.
But David, you understand the trend, right?
Yeah.
I don't know where Mutch is getting off telling you. Where Mutch is up to? Where Mutch is getting off telling you? Even though I don't believe Mutch says so. This is our money.
Mutch did not say anything
like that. I wasn't there, and I don't know
David,
what Mutch said. But maybe that's why you're here. But I know Mutch didn't say that.
Okay. David.
Okay.
Mutch is the producer of the show. Let me tell you what she wrote up this morning, because you didn't hear it. So, let me read the first portion here. This is what is written, and it's on there for you to see on the site. There can only be one first. Yes, July is the first month of the second half of the year. December ends the year, and the second half as well. Therefore, the month in between July and December always gets somewhat lost in the shuffle. I know somebody who's talking now born in October. So what he's saying here, they get lost in the shuffle. Because July is the
David
first month of the second half. December ended. So who remember October? Matthews, you might have to go. Okay, I done.
David, you know Matthews didn't say that, right?
Yeah.
I just want to make sure that you know. It's because the Julius insurgent people is trying to conquer your mind now. To get you believe that. Just get you believe that Matthews says something like that. You understand?
Yeah,
okay. So stand for him, David. Stand for him. No worry about that.
I ain't worried about that.
Okay.
Okay.
Anyway, good morning to all the friends, supporters of the Saturday morning entertainment show coming to you from the Caribbean Global Voices media platform. We welcome you. We love to have you, and we love to have the kind of fun that you could share with us. Welcome. Well, it's about time for me to go on and say good morning to the special fans. Oh, yes. And I will go ahead and do that. Good morning to all the special friends of the Saturday Morning Entertainment Show. I'm sure that you heard David in his delivery, and we're happy about that. We are always happy to have David around. You know, you keep asking, when David disappears, you're asking, where's David? And I was giving you all these different stories about where David is. He doesn't want to talk to them. And all. You know, don't buy that. David is here, and he's always here when he wants to be. So, good morning to Matris, Ina, Donna, Sharon, and Lady Bobson Nisbet up there in New York. The bold New York fans. I'm going down to St. Martin, where I'm going to say good morning to Irma Thompson. Iva, you got to say get well and say a prayer for Irma. Irma had COVID a couple of weeks ago. So,
oh,
she's still on the men. So. Say a prayer for Irma and hope that she gets better and heal up fast. Because, you know the people in St. Martin, they don't like to be disturbed by any interferences. They like to get out there and party. And there's a lot of party in the Caribbean summer festival season.
Yeah, that's a good Irma. That's not the Irma, the Hurricane Irma. So, of course, we remember Irma.
Okay.
Gotta get
good morning, Carlos. Good morning, Irma, over there in St. Martin. Hoping that you have a great day with us and doing well in spite of all. I'm going to go on over to St. Kitts. I'm going to say good morning to Lynette. And I haven't heard Lynette for the morning. I know that, you know, on Saturdays she got the workmen in cleaning up the bush and the hedges and so on and getting things looking great. Good morning, Lynette, and all the fans over there in St. Kitts. Going over to Nevis, I'm going to say good morning to Mr. Renford Doar and his staff at 2020 Vision Radio, particularly to Carmen Lady C. Griffin. Enjoy the morning with us. Good morning to you. I'm going to go on across to the UK, where I'm going to say good morning to the friends over there in the UK. And I should have said good morning to Omel while I was in Nevis, because that's where she is, having a great vacation over there in Nevis. But until she tells me that she's not going back to the UK, I'm going to greet her in the UK. Good morning, Omel, and all the friends we have over there in the UK. Hoping that you're having a great time. It's a nice and hot here in the Caribbean, and I'm certain that people are enjoying the heat too. Get a little bit of a rough weather pattern coming in. You said there's a tropical storm out there somewhere, but, you know, we're going to enjoy that too. And as we enjoy the Saturday morning entertainment show. I'm going to step across the channel. I'm going to say good morning to the people in Fort Lauderdale, particularly to Elimat, King Elimat, that is. Hoping that the brother is doing okay. I'm going to say good morning to Marva Jones and my favorite celebrity, Tiffany. My little brother Malik, sister Tanaya, good morning to you. I'm going to go on down to the Southwest. I'm going to say good morning to Jerome Cutner Richardson, who comes to you over there by way of Sandy Point. Good morning, Cutner. And I'm hoping that you're staying in with the cricket and see how well West Indies is doing. We got Leeward Island on this side, Cutner, so you can listen in. Let me say good morning to my dear. Before I get to my sister, let me go on up to Georgia. I'm going to say good morning to Monique, Yvette, Barbara. And they're looking forward to the grandness of the summer and whatever else comes after. Good morning to you. Hoping that you're having a great time over there with us on the Saturday Morning Entertainment Show. I'm going to say good morning to my dear sister, Yvonne. Hopping around the world and great smile on her face. That's what keeps me going, you know. Good morning, Yvonne. And hoping that you're also having a great time with us. And finally, I'm going to say good morning to the special fan of the Inspirational Hour. That's what Iva says. Kathleen, good morning to you. And good morning to all fans, friends, supporters of the Saturday Morning Entertainment Show. Come on in. Have a great time with us, because Iva's got a great show for you. It's July, Iva's month. So I'm sure he's going to treat you to something special. Back to you, Iva.
Yes, indeed. Well, folks, at 10:45, we should be hearing from Debbie and Dawn. And I think the birthday and anniversary is a little lengthy there. It's going to take us past the 11:45, so I think we should wait until after. I think we should do that, Cardinal, so we don't have to keep them waiting, so we can fill that
you can
time there.
Okay, it's almost 10:45. It's about 5 minutes before they come in, so you can play their introductory music and bring them in.
Yeah, that's what I said. We'll just wait for them. It's 4th of July, so we can remember those who are celebrating 4th of July. 1776, I missed it the year before. 1777, the year after I was born. But anyway, they did it before I was born. 1776, they said, we just count it independence. We're sure we'll have a little talk on that as well. But nonetheless, let us stand by for Debbie and Dawn. Since we're speaking of military stuff, let's go and see what Bob Marley has to say.
Buffalo soldier, dreadlock rasta. It was a buffalo soldier in the heart of America, stolen from Africa. Survivor, I mean it.
think about the generations and to say we want to make it a better place for our children and our children's children so that they know it's a better world for them and think they can make it a better place.
There's a place in your heart, and I know that it is love. And a place much brighter than tomorrow. And if you really try, you'll find there's no need to cry. And a place you feel there's no hurt or sorrow. There are ways to get there if you care enough for the living. Make a little space, make a better place. Heal the world, make it a better place for you and for me and the entire human race. There are people dying.
You can hear the singing in the background. Dawn and Debbie, that's their theme song. Healing the world,
absolutely.
Making the world a better place. Taking baby steps, small steps, starting in the beautiful country of Antigua and Barbuda. And they're going to be spreading their wings throughout the world, if needs be. So we want to welcome Dawn and Debbie at this time on the 4th of July weekend. And it's a memorial service of sorts for Mrs. Eunice Francis also in my neck of the woods. So we should be starting in at the top of the hour. So you're right in time to lend your voice to Miss Leon Francis, who was on earlier today, in terms of healing the world. You know, there's a void that needs to be filled in his heart. His better half would have left him, but she's there in spirit. Morning, morning, good morning, Debbie and Dawn.
Good morning. Good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning, gentlemen. Good morning to all of our many audiences. You know, our heart goes out to Mr. Leon and his family at this particular time. We want to also wish everyone a happy 4th, happy Independence Day for those of us who are living in the United States. We are part of the, now part of the history that it's the 4th of July, so we want to wish everybody a happy 4th of July. Do apologize for not being on last week. I was in the boondocks in Surrey, Virginia, and not very good telephone access. So do apologize, tried to get on, but kept on knocking me off. But once again, you know, we want to thank everyone for listening to us. We are part of, Dawn and I are part of Antigua and Barbuda and Cares in the diaspora, and one of the things that we do, we support three charities. We support the Smile Foundation with Shanika Joseph. We support the House of Refuge, which is part of Pastor Wendell Peace, and we support the Soup Kitchen down that feeds folks every day. So just wanted to reach out to everyone and say, you know what, we are still taking donations. Right now we're in the height of looking for back-to-school donations. If you would like to donate, it will be great. And We appreciate all that you do. Congratulations to all of the young people that graduated or are graduating from high school, elementary school, preschool in Antigua and Barbuda at this particular time. If you look on Facebook, all the timelines are flooded with these graduations. We are proud of our young people, and we hope that we have great expectation for their process in moving forward. So we just want to say, a big thank you to the Lord God for having them matriculate from one process to the other. Some other people that I wanted to just, keep in prayer is Andrew Simon, who is the cyclist that he got knocked down several weeks ago. From what I know, as of today, they're trying to airlift him into Texas today. They have been busy fundraising to get him out of Antigua to Texas, and it seemed like it's finally going to happen sometime this weekend. They took care of all of the paperwork and stuff like that, so all of the red tape that needs to happen. And just wanted to reach out and say we are praying for him still. Be patient. I know it's a lot of process. People do not understand that there's a lot of thing that goes to just shipping, to airlifting someone by ambulance from one country to another, especially if it's an American country, because you have to go through all of the protocols to get them here, and especially in times of COVID. We also want to keep in prayer Hubert Brown, who is Travis' dad. We're praying for him. We're praying for Doc Harris, Elza Barnes, Carisha Pilgrim, Carson Bailey, who is my cousin. But we just want to keep everybody in prayer and wish them full recovery, and for all that ailing out in the world that requires a healing touch. We are praying that Jehovah Rapha touch them and heal them and make his grace shine upon them. By the stripes of Jesus, they're healed. But once again, we just wanted to say thank you to everyone that listens to us every week. We are part of the Antigua and Barbuda Cares. We support three charities in Antigua, and we hope that you will help us help them. And I can be reached if you want to talk with me to get further information. I'm Debbie Simon Campbell. I'm at 845-820-6598. I'm on WhatsApp on the same number, 845-820-6598. I'm in the process. I started this week of developing a brochure to address all three charities so that we'll have a talking point, or anyone that wants some information, which what are the missions and the visions of all of the charities that we support that you can get. So, Dawn, thank you.
Hi, guys. Dawn. Good morning. Good morning.
Morning.
Can you guys hear me?
Morning. Good morning.
Yes. Thank you, guys, for allowing us to be here another day. And thanks to God for keeping us all alive. As Debbie was saying, there's so many people in need, and we cannot forget that at all. Because from what I'm learning, we're going to get into a situation where we're going to have less food. And so we would love for people to realize that there are going to be people that are going to be even worse off. So we're asking for donations of monetary gifts, and also we would like to have any type of stuff you'd like to donate. Remember that we're just here, just like you are, and we're interested in helping our local people. We love our Antiguans and Barbudans people. We want to take care of them as much as we can. We cannot do everything on our own, and we definitely need your support. And so if you're interested, please do know that we're willing and able to help you and also guide you. So if you wanted to do something on your own with an organization or with a group of people, that is very much what we would help you with. We can help you with getting the whatever it is down to Antigua. And also we do help Barbuda. And so we want to include them as much as we have to, because they're very important to us. They are also our brothers and sisters. And we love them, and we love you guys as well. Anyone that's listening to me today, open up your heart to helping others, because it's so important these days. We need to build a village like we used to have back in the day. And so, in order to get to us, my phone number is 785-554-5628. My email is Curtin, KIRTON697@gmail.com. If you're not able to get a hold of us, get a hold of the radio station, and they will be able to contact us and let us know what is being sent to us, because it's important to us. And we have not given up, and we're not about to give up on our people. We have seen a lot. We have listened to a lot information from Antigua about what's happening in our country. And we definitely have an interest in serving the ones that are needing. And I tell you one thing, there's nothing better than giving. Your heart feels better, your life feels better, and you always get a reward from God, because that's what he put us here for, is to do his work on this earth while we're alive and while we can do something with it. One person I'd like to thank is Leon for bringing us here, and also for all of the radio stations that are maybe connect with you guys sometime during the year. Maybe we can all get together and do something big that we can be proud of. I know Travis is doing something as well, and I do want to thank him for bringing this all together for us as well. I would like to thank the people on the ground. That is the Smile Foundation, the House of Refugee Ministry, and the Soup Kitchen that feeds people every day. I'd like to thank those who are contributing in Antigua to make sure other people get fed, the homeless, the helpless, and the underserved deserve that. Because any day, things can happen and we can be in the same position. And so with that being said, I'd like to thank you guys at the radio station as well. And we will work together to continue this work that we've been put here to do. I thank you guys so much. This is Dawn Curtin. I'm from Antigua Villa area. I grew up there, and I grew up with my grandparents in Cedar Grove and my grandparents in Johnson's Point. Those grandparents really taught me a lot. I was the oldest child, and I know there was a lot of responsibility that was put on me, so I learned a lot over the years. And I'm into giving. I'm into helping. I'm into helping Debbie get what we need. I'm into helping the radio station and helping the people that are very much deserving. So thank you, guys, and enjoy your special 4th of the July weekend, and behave yourself, and get ready, because I know we're going to have fun in Barbuda at the end of this month into August. So just know that we're with you every day. We put our thoughts together, and we come up with ideas to help you guys out. So thank you again. Debbie, do you have anything else you'd like to add?
Well, I just wanted to say happy, happy, happy 4th of July. Once again, our thoughts are with Mr. Leon and his family. And may God bless them and keep them and make his face shine upon them and gracious unto them and grant them peace. Just wanted, and to all the other gentlemen on the radio station, we thank you, we thank you, we thank you, and we appreciate you.
Yes. Caribbean,
yes, indeed,
Global but... Voices.
There you
That's
go.
Who they are.
Cardinals, you're going to... Let the red carpet so they can make the exit, Cardinal. Okay, waiting for Cardinal.
Yeah.
Think about the generations and to say we want to make it a better place for.
Yeah, we just want to thank you guys for making the world a better place. At least, you know, you're trying. That's all you can do, and that's all you can ask of you, to just reach out. And for the givers, you said it, and I know you're right. It feels so much when you would have given, and it's just that when you give from your heart, you know, little is much, especially when it falls in the right hands. So with that, we want to thank you guys for coming, and we understand
you not being here last week, but we filled the void, and we had Dennis came in and represented you guys well.
Awesome, so, Dennis.
Your voice was not heard, but we really we filled the space and we made sure that the word got out there as well. And again, we want to say thanks to Dennis last week for coming through right on time, in addition to what we would have done here. So, you know, it's always an open door. And for those who like to climb, it's always an open window if you want to come through that as well. We're not going to push you back out. Anytime, any place, and together we can do great things, especially for a good cause. So we're going to say God bless. Enjoy the 4th of July. If you're going to burn the bird, burn it that you can still eat it and not to be thrown away. On this, the 4th of July weekend, for those who are traveling, we want to wish you traveling mercies. And I'm going to say, may the rest of the day be the best of your day.
Thank you.
Start living, then it feels better away. Loving up, always growing, make a better world.
Make a better world.
You the world. Make it a better place. For you and for me and the entire human race. There are people dying.
And the dream will
sleep and we'll reveal a joyful face. And the world we want to leave and we'll shine again in grace. Then why do we keep strangling this when this earth comes to buy its soul? Though it's plain to see there's more to say to me. Speak of love and it flies so high that our spirits never die. In my heart, still you are all my brothers. Create a world with no fear. Together we'll cry happy tears. So the nations turn their swords into plowshares. We could really get there if you cared enough.
The theme song.
All right.
Again. get in here, and I can hear that illustrious singing in the back. Oh, my goodness, you don't need Michael Jackson. We just have to have you guys sing the song. All right. Sounding good.
Happy Saturday,
yes,
guys.
Folks.
Happy Saturday.
Yes, thank you again. Same to you. Happy Saturday and a fulfilled week, man. Full joy for this weekend.
Amen to that.
Okay. Well, we have a call. 954-751. Good, good, good morning. And we're going to get into birthdays and anniversaries and events that would have taken place on this date that's coming up. But let's hear from the caller. And I recognize the number. That's Lynette. Oh, she just left. Did she leave? Let's see. No.
Hello, hello? Hello?
Yes, Lynette. No, that's Dawn and Debbie.
Hello, good morning. Good morning. Morning, everybody.
Good morning. Well, good morning,
Lynette. Good morning.
And I can tell you what Lynette is wearing, Cardinal. And Moshe is in the background, but David is there. She has on a baker's hat.
A baker's hat.
Yes. Yes, I'm here busy baking some, what we call him, black cake in the Caribbean. People call him fruit cake.
Yes. So
but
go ahead
some
and
black
tell
cake
Lynette,
to take
can,
to the UK
let,
for
let,
my
let,
son's
let
wedding.
Let these two here know that I can see through walls. Just go ahead and let
yes,
them know.
Yes, you can
that.
See through walls, yes.
<There you go>.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah, well, I'm just about finished now. Just a few more minutes, they'll be out.
Yeah. Okay, well, you don't have to beat around the bush. You don't have to beat around the bush. And you don't have to wait for the 21st of July. Don't study these two that are on there, the two male, you know, those, the haters on there who hate it on July. You can go ahead. I'm waiting.
Are you being choked there, Lynette?
Yeah, you see how he put the words in my mouth. Look at that.
It's July.
Anyway, enjoy your month.
Lynette, it is July.
July will now be a special month for me as well.
That's what, let them know.
Yes, July will be a very special month for me as my son will be getting married.
Let him know.
Yes, to his lovely bride-to-be. And I wish him all the best. And she has all my love. And you know what old people say? If your mother ain't love you, half the work is done.
That's true. I thought that only happened.
Half the work is done.
Only happened in Africa. Yeah.
Even here. If you have a mother-in-law that is very disgusting to you, forget it. Don't even bother. Go through.
Okay.
Misery for
you
the rest of the wedding, the marriage.
I'm listening to you. I never been a mother-in-law, so I got to listen to you.
Yeah, well, boy. I hope that lady. I hope your son's fiance is not listening to the show. I want him to get married.
Why?
What did you say about mother-in-law business? What did you say,
I said if your mother-in-law loves you, half the work is done. That's what I said.
And I'm saying I hope that she's
that's
not listening
good.
To you because I want him to get married.
Oh, please. She knows that I love her daily. She knows that. So.
Oh, but I didn't say.
I don't.
So who's saying anything to the contrary? Is Cardinal saying something
to
the contrary? So let me get on him now.
Anyway, you're having nice weather here. I love it.
Okay.
Nice weather.
We have to get in the birthdays and anniversary hours because all the good have put a lot of work.
Okay,
in
no
it.
Problem.
But we're
good morning to Mertrice. I forgot Mertrice and Kathleen. I know they're listening. So good morning to you guys.
Happy birthday celebration, party night, feel the vibration, lights are bright, you're feeling alright, we're dancing till the morning light. Happy birthday celebration, everybody gets the temptation, once again, this is your night, and everyone feels right.
Happy birthday.
the dreams come true, because that foolish dream that they had last night, don't let that dream come true, Lord. Sorry.
Good morning. Yes, and it's time for birthdays, anniversaries, and historical notes for July 2nd, 2022. It's the 103rd day of the year, and these notes come to you from the compliments of Mr. Audley Watson. Okay, on this day, on July 2nd, in the birth of Ivan Mandre out of Guyana, Herbert Chang out of Jamaica. From Australia, we have Reginald Allen, Edgar Main, Leo O'Brien, and Neil Dancy. Out of Pakistan, Hassan Ali, young fast bowler, playing for Pakistan at this time. Out of England, Neil Williams, who was born in St. Vincent. Catherine Brunt. Out of India, Arati Vaidya. Out of New Zealand, Michael Paps and Katie Martin. Out of the Netherlands, Peter Sila. Out of South Africa, Chris Berger. Out of Thailand, Narumol Chawai, a female cricketer. It is also the birthday of American movie actress Lindsay Lohan. Alex Morgan, a U.S. female soccer player. Brett the Hitman Hart, a former WWF and WCW World Heavyweight Wrestling Champion. Larry David, a comedian and actor. Okay. It is the July 2nd, 1967, Thurgood Marshall was made an Associate Justice of the United States Supreme Court, the first black man to be on the Supreme Court. July 2nd, Medgar Evers, civil rights activist, was assassinated by Byron Della Beckwith. It's also the birthday of Aaron Burnett, a TV news anchor for CNN. Richard Petty, American race car driver. Patrice Lumumba, the first prime minister of the Democratic Republic of the Congo. He was assassinated at the direction of the Western powers and on the orders of Mobutu Sese Seko. Jose Canseco, Cuban baseball player. Dave Thomas, the founder and CEO of Wendy's, who was born in 1932. Ken Curtis, a singer and actor. Brock Peters, African-American actor, was born in 1927. Vicente Fox, the 62nd president of Mexico. Jenny Rivera, a Mexican-American singer and songwriter, who died in a plane crash in 2008. He was born in 1969. In 1644, Europeans first visit Minnesota and see headwaters of the Mississippi in an expedition led by Griselon Duluth. In 1776, the Continental Congress declared the independence of the United States from Britain. The Declaration of Independence was July 2nd, 1776. In 1843, an alligator falls from the sky in a thunderstorm in Charleston, South Carolina. Wow. Where did the alligator come from? Something went up and must have gone. Now, that's really funny. In 1863, it was the second day of that famous battle during the Civil War, the Battle of Gettysburg. In 1865, one-time Methodist Reform minister William Booth and his wife Catherine founded the East London Christian Mission, now known as the Salvation Army. No, let me go back a little bit. In 1809, Shawnee Chief Tecumseh calls for it's July 2nd, 1809, the Shawnee Chief Tecumseh calls for the unification of all indigenous peoples against white settlers after they became uncomfortable with white people continuously taking their land and pushing them into further and further into a landless and homeless people. And that's what I said in 1809. In 1839, what was known as the mutiny on the Spanish schooner Amistad, where enslaved African people who were heading to Cuba mutinied against their captors, killing the captain and a couple of crew members, and attempted to sail the ship back to Africa. There's more information on that issue, and I'll bring that if time permits. In 1967, the first U.S. elevated railroad began service in New York City. In 1881, U.S. President James Garfield was shot by Charles Guiteau, a disappointed office seeker. Garfield died 79 days later. In 1900, the first flight of the LZ-1, a dirigible airship designed by Graf Ferdinand von Zeppelin at Lake Constance in Germany. In 1917, labor disputes led to race riots in East St. Louis, Illinois black neighborhood, that was attacked and burned. Somewhere in the area of 200 people were killed and 6,000 left homeless. In 1921, in boxing's first $1 million fight, Gate World Heavyweight Championship, Jack Dempsey knocks out French Georges Carpentier in round four of his third title defense. In 1937, Amelia Earhart and Fred Noonan disappeared flying over the Pacific Ocean en route to Howland Island. In 1943, Lieutenant Charles Hall became the first African-American pilot to shoot down a Nazi airplane. In 1949, the state of Vietnam is internationally recognized, governing the southern half of Vietnam with Emperor Bao Dai as chief of state. In 1951, Worcestershire cricket wicketkeeper Hugo Yarnold made a record 6 stumpings in an innings in a first-class match versus Scotland at Dundee. In 1954, England cricket batsman Dennis Compton scores career-best 278 in 287 minutes in a second-win test over Pakistan at Nottingham. In 1957, the first submarine designed to fire guided missiles was launched. It was called the Greyback. In 1961, American novelist and short story writer and journalist Ernest Hemingway shoots himself to death at his home in Ketchum, Idaho. In 1962, Cuban President Fidel Castro and Foreign Affairs Minister Raul Castro visited Moscow. In 1962, Sam Walton opens his first store in Rogers, Arkansas. And Sam Walton is the patriarch of the Walmart stores. In 1964, President Lyndon Johnson signed the Civil Rights Act, which later became the foundation of the Voting Rights Act that was signed in 1965. 1966, American Billie Jean King wins the first of her 12 Grand Slam titles. In 1968, Ireland cricketers dismiss West Indies for just 25. Dougie Goodwin, 5 for 6. Alec O'Rodian, 4 for 18 to set up a huge upset in Londonderry. In 1973, National Black Network begins operation on radio. In 1976, U.S. Supreme Court rules death penalty is not inherently cruel and unusual punishment. Well, if that isn't, I really don't know what is. In 1979, Susan B. Anthony dollar is issued, the first U.S. coin to honor a woman. In 1985, Andrew Gromyko appointed president of the USSR, that's the Soviet Union. In 1991, the film Boys in the Hood, starring Cuba Gooding and Ice Cube, is released. And yesterday was Sandra's birthday. Good, happy birthday, Sandra Striker. And good morning to you. And it was also the birthday of Jasper Ratu, who's 1 year old, the son of Field Thorn. Remember that lady who sings Esther Candle? Yeah, Leon's niece? Yeah, that's her. Her son is a year old today. That's it for your birthdays, anniversaries, and historical notes. Back to you, Eva.
Yes, we want to thank you for that. Of course, we sing happy birthday to you, and may all your dreams come true. Cake for weddings? Do you bake cake for all weddings? Talk to me now, please. What's going on? Well,
I bake cake for my wedding, which will be 40 years next month, if my husband was alive, my daughter's wedding,
yes,
and my son's wedding. That's it.
Okay, well, what about Simon is having an anniversary? Simon is saying good morning to Lynette. You hear her? They call her bag of mouth, Simon.
A very good morning to you. And I hope everyone had a wonderful week last week, and we're hoping for a much better week next week. Hope everyone is safe and family and stay well.
Yes. How is Irma?
Good morning to you, Simon. And Simon,
I'm doing very well, thank you.
Chat.
Irma is very well. She says hello to you.
Okay. Well, good. Say hello to your wife as well. And I don't want to tell Irma that I could back everyone on my chat. Everyone.
I understand that. I do understand. It's pretty hot here in Central Florida. It as hot where you are?
Hello?
Pretty hot here in Central Florida. Is it very hot where you are?
No, I'm in St. Kitts, and it's very hot. It's overcast and hot.
Okay.
I'm in the beautiful island of St. Kitts and Nevis.
Yes, I've been
the
there
Federation
several
of
times.
Nevis.
My brother used to live in Newton Ground, and he married a lady from there, Newton Ground.
Oh,
how far are you from Newton Ground?
Far. I'm in town.
Oh,
what? Newton
Ground
is 15, 14 miles out. So really, 13, 14 miles out.
That's good. So you're in Boston.
You know better than that, Simon. She's saying far. I understand if you wear size 12 boots in St. Kitts, you'll be falling off St. Kitts and going close to St. Martin.
Very good. You have a wonderful week, and be safe. You and your family, be safe. Oh, I forget to ask her. Do you have a touch of that storm that's going through the Southern Caribbean?
Yes, it's we are very overcast, and we had some rain last night. I wish we get more, but it's pretty much
okay,
very overcast.
Okay, because my niece texted us, and told us that they're having rain in Montserrat.
Yes.
Okay.
You could do it some more of the rain.
Okay. But you don't want any flooding, just rain.
No, just rain is good.
My
God and my fruit trees can do the rain.
Okay.
Yes. Yeah, well, Simon, you know, West Indies, they engage in a match later today as well.
Against Bangladesh?
No.
Bangladesh 2020.
Bangladesh, yes. Yeah, okay. 2020.
Yes, and I didn't hear the last scores between West Indies and Bangladesh in their test. I know West Indies made 406, but I didn't hear the close of the play.
Yeah, West Indies won. They just have to knock, 13 runs off? 10 runs? Is it 10?
13. They had two.
Okay.
They needed 13 runs for victory.
So okay, I didn't hear the close of play. And England against New Zealand, have you got the close of play? Because England was scheduled to beat New Zealand.
They did.
Yeah,
okay.
England pulled that one off as well, Simon. And they are engaged in battle now with India.
India, okay.
Yes.
Is this a test? One day?
No, this is a test.
Okay. Thank you so much for that information.
India covered yesterday from 98 for 5, and they ended the day yesterday at 329 for 7. Was it?
Yes. They were all out this morning for 460.
Okay.
Okay, that's a very good recovery. That's very good.
That's
why I always try to explain to my two granddaughters. They were born here in Atlanta. And they said, Papi, how you love the cricket so much? I say, it's such a very unpredictable game. You can never tell who's going to win. I said, in one match, a man can make 500 runs. And another match, 11 men can't even make 100. He said, so I was trying to explain the game to her. You know, it's a very unpredictable game. You never know who's going to win until the last ball is bowled. That's what makes cricket so exciting.
Yes. Well, in this match, Bumrah is captaining in this match, you know, in the absence of Sharma. And
okay.
He came in and hit a whirlwind 30-odd runs, and now he has got the first 3 wickets under his belt. So he's leading
very
from
good.
The front.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
So England has started winning at 60 for 3 at this time.
Okay.
But
yeah.
The 2-1 getters are in their base, though, and Root has set Root already.
Where are they playing in England? In Birmingham or in Manchester?
Trentbridge.
I know where that is. Nottinghamshire.
Is it Trentbridge, Ira?
Nottinghamshire, yeah. My brother lives in Manchester, about 20 minutes walk from Old Trafford.
He can walk.
He's a big cricket fan. He can walk to Old Trafford.
Is that the same place, Birmingham?
No.
Birmingham
is Edgbaston.
Well, that's where they're playing. They're playing in Birmingham.
Oh, they're playing Edgbaston. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Edgbaston is Birmingham. Trentbridge is Nottingham. Leeds is Yorkshire. And Old Trafford is Manchester. Yeah. And, of course, you know, London is Lords and the Oval. Two grounds in London. I was living not too far from Lord's Ground. And
okay. Well, so Simon, are you going to be attending the wedding over there in England? Bennett is preparing for a wedding in England.
Okay. If you pay me my passage, I'm retired. Have a long time.
I do a lot of paying, you know, Simon, and I would like to do that to you.
Yes.
I pay Cardinal no mind. I pay Lynette no mind. I pay David no mind. I pay Marjorie's no mind. I don't want you to fall in that category.
Right.
Right.
I like the one, Simon. That was a good one.
Yes. Very good. Yes.
What happened to Phil? I haven't heard Phil for a couple of weeks. What's wrong with Phil? Nobody looked at Phil?
You are absolutely right to that. We have to get...
Nobody check yourself?
Well, Lynn is busy this morning. He's normally be the contact point for him. I don't have his number. I should probably... Let's see if we get him in here. So hold the fort there. Lynn, you had a big margin thinking before you yesterday. And
yes.
It was asked to rain.
Mm-hmm.
There was showers of rain. I looked at it on the via video, and you had rain. So how can you ask for more rain when you had rain?
No, we ain't got enough. I actually need the rain.
Before you go, Ivor, where are they playing in West Indies now?
Dominica. They'll be playing in Dominica later today.
Okay, I got you. Thank you so much. How come? Because Saturday is not really too convenient for me because my wife and I, both of us, are here, and I help her with the cleaning up and all that. And Saturdays, we're not rich like you. We can hire maids and all those to clean. We have to clean ourselves, you know.
So I know Irma, and I met Irma. Irma keeps the clean house, Simon. Don't try to let us believe you have to do that.
Yeah, but I help. You know, she tells me what...
Feather dusting.
Yeah. She showed me what she wants done. And then she said, that's not done right. Do it over.
Yeah, you know. I like that.
Yeah, you didn't do that right.
Yes.
I like that one.
Yes,
Simon, you understand that.
And
you have to do it over.
Simon.
Saturday is not too convenient for me.
When I go up, I want to be like you guys, you know, Simon. So
I just got a few minutes. We just finished about a half an hour ago. So I said, let me tune in and hear what's going on. But Saturday, she has me working all morning.
Yes, just doing
all the work. Good exercise. Good exercise.
Yeah.
This is what Simon.
You must remember now, I'm not a teenager like you now, you know. I'm not a teenager like you.
Teenager?
Simon, can I tell him what I saw you did? Can I tell him what you did one time?
Yeah.
Mama gave Simon 10 eggs to go and wash, you know. Simon went and he took off 9 eggs and he washed 1 egg 10 times.
Yeah. That's a good one. A good one, Ivor. I must remember to tell my granddaughters that. That's a good one. Okay.
Well, it's the entertainment show, folks. We are here to Private Global Voices every Saturday from 9 until 12. And we are being entertained presently by Lynette Smith Henry Fox over there in St. Kitts.
That's me right there. You got it right.
I haven't heard from Dennis. Is Dennis with us?
No, I think he might be listening to the memorial service for Leah. That would have started at 11 o'clock. So we haven't heard him. But I'm sure you would have listened via the World Wide Web.
Yeah.
This morning.
I got you.
So yeah, we're going to...
I'll stay with you to the close. You don't have to allow me to be...
Okay, we'll have another 25 minutes or so to go, so we're gonna do some entertainment. But Khan will have a commentary for us. It's the 4th of July. It's the... what do you call it here? The day when we...
Before Khan
will do
the commentary,
July.
Does that mean... yes, we had the match and everything. You forget. That's no question.
Okay, go ahead. Let us hear about
that. Yeah, okay. We had, it was organized by Labour, but they invited everybody to come. So people were there in red and yellow and even the national colors. I saw people in national colors as well. It was very well attended, I must say. I saw it with my two eyes. And that's good. They're calling on the government to free elections and call elections and all of that. So it's all good. Democracy is at work in my little country.
Oh, very good. Very good. Okay, Colonel, you have a commentary before we probably swing to something else?
So for those of you who remember, our stint with what they call Caribbean history, you might remember that the architect of the African slave trade decided that they were going to abolish that trade sometime in 1807. The United States, you know, signed on to that agreement, and Britain, who ruled the waves at the time, had decided that is the way it was going to be. Now, in 1839, some 32 years later, a Spanish schooner called the Amistad secured a number of Africans out of Africa and were sailing them to Cuba for the plantations over there. Now, during that voyage, a number of Africa of the captured Africans gained control of the vessel, and they called it a mutiny. I'm not sure if it's a mutiny or a revolutionary act of deciding their own destiny. A mutiny is, I understand it, as when the officers and crew members of a ship rebel against the captain. This was a matter that the enslaved African people were deciding they were going to take over a ship that was transporting them to a circumstance of enslavement on the plantations of the Caribbean. So they rose up against their captors, killed the captain and a couple of crew members, and took control of the ship. And this uprising was led by one called Cinque. I don't know. Cinque in Spanish means five. I don't know why they want to call him five. I think they should have given him a better name. Well, what he did was he attempted to sail the ship back to Africa at night and then turned it northwards as if he was sailing towards the United States during the daytime. So he was traveling on a kind of zigzag course. Now, on August 26th, and this happened on July 2nd, 1839. On August 26th of that same year, the USS Washington, a naval vessel, seized the Amistad, carted it to Connecticut. Over there in Connecticut, a legal battle ensued. And that legal battle was consisted of a number of parties. Now, the African people wanted to be returned to Africa, their homeland. That was their legal advocacy. The Cubans who owned, I wonder if I should call them Cubans, the Europeans who owned the vessel, they lived in Cuba, and had bought its human cargo, advocated for the return of their property. The Spanish government, in that case, wanted the Africans to be extradited to Cuba so that they could stand trial for the mutiny. So you had all these parties wrangling over issue of where this vessel and its human cargo was supposed to belong. But the case reached the United States Supreme Court, and it was represented there by a former president, John Quincy Adams. On March 9th, 1841, the U.S. Supreme Court ruled that the Africans had been unlawfully enslaved and had the right to fight for their freedom. And so, in November of that year, the Africans aboard a ship called, I think it was called the Johnson, were permitted to return to Africa. Now, we don't hear a lot about that landmark ruling, but the interesting part of it, I think somewhere in the 1990s, a movie was made about regarding this affair. But the interesting thing about this is something that we don't talk about a lot, how the courts had to sit down and took 2 years to decide that African people were human beings and had the right to represent their humanhood against anyone who had imposed upon their right to liberty, their right to justice, and their right to dignity. We're still not sure that we have, that the United States Supreme Court, in as much as it ruled then back in 1841, we're still not certain whether the United States Supreme Court had made that decision about the African people who remain living in the United States. Another one of those grave contradictions. That's my comment.
Yes, Your Honor, thank you for that. As usual, thank you for that. But guess who we have found? Lynette would have brought Phil Morris the podium. Phil, how are you doing? Happy 4th of July weekend. How are you, sir?
Same to you. I'm fine, thank you. I'm listening. Is it Cardinal speaking?
Yes, it is. Cardinal, you recognize
well,
voice.
Yeah. He is up on his history, you know. He's up on his history. How Europe only developed Africa and so on. And he's outlining what happened in the Caribbean during the days of the pirates and so on. It's good to be here again this morning. I don't know.
Go ahead and hail up your friends, your wife's on.
What about my good friend from St. Kitts?
Hello. Hi, Phil. How are you?
Lynette.
Oh, I was wondering what happened to you because we didn't hear you for a couple of weeks. How are you?
Yeah, I'm fine, thank you.
Phil gave me the dot, man.
But I'm so happy to hear you. Don't mind that one there. Don't mind him. Don't mind him. He's a troublemaker. Don't mind him.
He's a troublemaker.
I'm so happy to hear your voice and to know that you are okay. Good.
Yeah. Thank you very much for your concern.
Lovely.
Yeah. So what's the next move now? Hello?
Yes, the next move?
There's Cardinal, there's Lynette, there's who is on the...
There's Iva, and there's Marjorie. I don't know where she's at.
Let's see if Marjorie can say hi and hello to you, because they often wonder about you. You're the king around here. Marjorie, say hello to Phil, please.
I wish you all the best on this upcoming 4th of July. Hello?
How are you? How are you?
What am I
saying?
That's
Marjorie saying hello.
Who's saying hello?
To you. Haven't heard you in a long time.
You're trying to get down your standing point, Martin. Come up to Bass there. Come closer to Old Wood.
Yeah. who's speaking? Who is the lady speaking?
That's Mercury.
Mercury. So thing is, people can't talk too well. It's Mercury.
There you go. There you go, Phil.
Mercury.
Mercury. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes.
How are you?
Yes. Well, Phil,
I'm fine.
I heard that Lynette is going to a wedding. Phil, are you going?
Which
wedding? Who's ready?
So let me tell you, don't listen to him. He just give false news. Don't listen to him.
False news.
To me.
Yeah.
My wonderful, handsome, intelligent, all of the above son is getting married. So that's what he was trying to tell me. Yes.
Oh,
yes, my lovely, lovely son. Can't be better.
I see. That's great.
Don't take anything from him. He got to twist it.
No.
Yes.
That's is one of them who never get beaten by her until when they get on the radio to say they never.
That's
get
not true. That's not true. That's
life.
Not true.
But it's okay.
That's not true.
Okay, we don't have much time.
We
that's not true. My children got licked.
Trust
oh yes.
That part out. We don't have to trust the part out.
Oh yes.
What's his name, Leonard?
Oh, Akeem.
Oh, okay.
Akeem David Fox. Akeem David Fox.
He left out the Henry part.
Akeem David Henry Fox. You got it?
David Henry Fox.
But you can just say Fox is good.
Fox,
I prefer Fox to Henry.
Oh.
You gonna tell the man what name to carry? Come on, man. That's a good name.
Oh.
You know Christopher Henry Gale? He told me that's a good name, you know, man.
Okay.
Okay.
Oh.
Yeah, he's
okay,
nice to be here from you all again.
I tell you, he's a good troublemaker. I told you so, Phil.
What?
Yeah, he's a good troublemaker.
Leonard, if I want to hear your opinion, I will give it to you.
I'm speaking to Phil. Hello.
Yes,
Phil?
Yes.
I'm speaking to you. Iva is a good troublemaker.
He's a troublemaker?
At least I can make something. I can make something.
He's a lawyer, right?
Hello. Don't start.
No,
Cardinal
is a liar. Cardinal is a liar.
But he has historical facts and he called him a liar.
Did you know that if he's... you said lawyer. I thought you said liar.
No, lawyer. Lawyer.
I thought by his true name. We have
well, Phil having a really nice laugh at that one.
No, I thought Phil was calling him a liar.
I didn't call anybody a liar. Lawyer.
Phil,
I told you to pay him no mind. He's a troublemaker. I told you so. I was right.
Lawyer and liar sound very close.
Who is the troublemaker?
Cardinal.
That's the same one talking to you there.
Cardinal. Oh,
yes.
No.
I see.
Mercury
is the lawyer's a troublemaker.
No. It wasn't Cardinal. It was Iva. He's a troublemaker.
Oh, Iva. He's a lawyer too?
No. Lynette is a Klamath Territory lawyer.
That's good.
He's a Cardinal.
Klamath Territory
lawyers
know what they're doing, you know. We know what we're doing.
Wait, you're like sticky. You don't give back money when you come in your car. It's thick, it stays, yeah. We know that.
Yep. So, Phil, you okay? You had a good week?
Yes, I had a good week.
Wonderful.
Very good week.
And now you have a good weekend because you had some laugh. Look at that.
Yes. Phil.
So that's a good start to the long 4th of July weekend. That's great.
Yeah, very much so. Yeah.
Well,
no, last day's good. It's all good.
Let me go ahead and remind the folks that today, when it starts at 12 o'clock until 6 o'clock, 6.30 p.m., the Navy's Association of South Florida is having the annual picnic right there at T.Y. Park over there in Sheridan, close to I-95 and Sheridan Street. That's a landmark that I can give you, 3500 Sheridan. And you just have to come and support the cause. They have lots of food, eat, drink, bounce house, Lineman's Spoon Race, Sack Race. You know, I win all of those when I go over there.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, I'm good like that. I stand the sideline and win, you know. I'm like a cricketer, Phil. You know who make the most ones in cricket? The commentators, man. They sit in the pavilion.
The commentators, how's that? How that goes?
When a guy play a ball for a single, they're telling you that they would have hit that for four, and that should have gone for six. So they're making all the runs. And when a guy out there, you know, you stay in the pavilion, you make a lot of runs. Yes.
I see.
Yep. So batsmen, when they go in and they bat and they come out and they... The amount of ones they make under the tree, you know, under the hut, in the hut, man, until the scoreboard be filled, man. You have to use all 2-3 scorebooks to score the ones that they make under the tree and in the pavilion.
I see.
Yes. But Phil, today, Leon is having his memorial service for his wife.
Oh, he was supposed to give me the link so I could listen to and watch it on the computer.
Yes.
But he never did.
Yes. No.
You're supposed to give me a link. I haven't seen it up to now. Computer has been on for most of the time.
Yeah, there is a link. Okay, well, folks, I think we got to get into our wrap-up phase at this time because we just have about 5 minutes to go. So, Lynn, I think we can start with you to tell us in 2 minutes exactly what is happening in St. Kitts. We know you had the march in yesterday. It seemed as if it was a national march because that was the call from Dr. Drew, the leader of the Labour, St. Kitts Navy's Labour Party. It was not supposed to be political, but the road march played. I listened and I watched. Get rid of them, get rid of them, and that seemed to have a nice kind of cadre beat to it. So I say Tyrone must have had something in that with the beat. So they tried to get rid of some people there, Lynette. So what is the prospect of what's happening in the political scene?
Well, we have to wait for the Prime Minister to set the election date. That's what we're waiting on.
So is he going to run it down to the wire? Because elections have to be held no later than August.
We don't know. We don't know. He's the only person who knows when the election date is going to happen. And that should be stopped.
So when are they
going to
change that stupid Westminster system? I don't think no one man should be walking around. Well,
they campaigned on that last time and said that they were going to change that, and it has not been changed. So we have to wait on him.
I don't like that at all. There's ought to be set dates so you can know and people can plan ahead because, you know, people like to participate, even journalists, observers, what have you. They need enough time to come in and observe and see what's going on as opposed to just this.
Yeah, but in the meantime, we have an upsurge of COVID cases. We have, I think yesterday was, 143 or something like that we're up to. I haven't seen the one.
You better
today.
Be careful with that. They're doing that because they want to pull that mild out that they did in 2020.
Well, with all the big fettings we've had, I'm not surprised, really.
Yeah, but that's,
we've had the music festival four nights, three nights plus another fest, which is was quite big as well.
No, you have to learn to live with COVID. You have to learn to live with COVID. So that is not.
Yes, we have to learn to live with COVID. But if it escalates, and then it put a strain on our healthcare system, which is fragile, that's not good.
I don't know, what are you talking about? There's nothing there. When you have a cold, you don't shut down the country. You have enough people who are immunized.
Suppose you have an escalation of it here.
No, so
you have to try to keep it under control.
Lynette, what happened to this herd immunity that they were talking about? The past that you have more people immunized than even ever before, and small little thing, it's a nevis. People are protected. They cannot use that as an excuse. And if they do, I hope that there's an uprising in St. Kitts and no election comes during that time. That's what he's doing. Shut down the country.
In the meantime, we ask everybody to protect themselves and to be careful and to do all that you can so you don't pick it up.
Yeah. Good idea.
Like, do like me. Stay in your house.
Yeah.
But how come Phil can't find
laughed.
You? You're in your house and Phil still can't find you. So what's up with that?
No, that was the other way around. We couldn't find Phil. Phil, I'm glad to hear you. Be good.
Yeah, I'll be good, Lynette. I'm glad to hear you too.
Oh, yeah, I'm good. I'm super. I'm good.
Okay. Well, Cardinal, close it out there.
Yes.
Wait. Do we have Kathleen on here? I think we have Kathleen in it. Kathleen, let's hear your voice on the photo thing. Yes, yeah, somebody. Cardinal, your brother.
Hello, Ivo. Hello, Ivo. Hello,
hi, my
man.
Dear. How are you doing?
Hello,
my
Phil.
My fucker cop.
Okay. Hello.
Hello, my dear Kathleen. How are you?
I'm good. How the cakes came out?
Lovely.
Okay.
Nice.
So now all the wedding guests going to enjoy. Thank you. Black cake.
I just pour a half a bottle of wine over them.
Oh, wow. Kathleen, don't let the looks of cake fool you. It's in the taste. Remember, the taste is in the eating of the pudding.
Well, I've had
so many good reviews on my cakes. I am not even bothering with you.
Yes, I know. I'm going to be a woman of excellence.
My cakes go all over the world.
Yes,
wow.
Tell him.
International cake maker.
Yes, my cakes go all over the world.
You need to send one for Phil, Lynette. Lynette, you need to send one for Phil.
I have an event. I know somebody with an event coming up.
Phil,
so
the next time I come to Florida, I'm going to bring you a cake. Don't worry.
Could you bake me a cake?
Phil, you enjoy your weekend. Make sure you enjoy your long holiday weekend.
Yes.
All right, buddy. I can't get another cookie for cake, buddy.
I don't get it at all.
Like
so
that,
you're not
hi,
taking out it, so it's okay.
Hi, Cass.
Oh, Matrix, don't listen to them. Phil getting cake and you ain't getting that.
I'm listening.
Kathleen, you will do what you say you're going to do, Kathleen. You say when Matrix say hello to you, you're not going to answer. You mean it for real?
Oh,
did you really mean it?
I didn't hear. Matrix, hello. How are you?
Steve. I'm not too good, but I'm hanging in there.
Okay, we'll see.
Come on, you just had some laughs, so you should be feeling better.
Oh.
All that laughs we just had. Okay, feeling better? Phil had a good laugh. You didn't hear Phil laugh.
Look at that. No, but it cheered me up.
What I do know is that the folks who are online, we're going to be leaving them in about 60 seconds. Maybe we can do a 5 minutes over so everybody can say their goodbyes.
on here. Hopefully they'll allow us to manage to come in there, because Kathleen came in and said that she's going to bring a whole bowl of butter. How is it called?
Doing well. Lots of rain coming. We're having a tropical storm passing by, so the grass is going to get green, so the cow is going to give even more milk. So don't worry,
even
your butter is safe. Yes, your butter
is
safe.
Can I save some of that butter for the kids?
No, you can't get any. Y'all belong to Ivo.
Thank you very much.
You don't make no kids.
Ivo have a function coming up, and he's begging for cake, and you're not giving it. So why should I send you butter?
She ain't making no cake with it. He just getting slippery, that's all. He can't make no cake.
Awkward alone. No awkward.
Ivo, you get slippery.
Well, slippery is good, you know. Slippery is good. You think it's only a way that can produce oil?
Oh,
no, man.
Oh, Jesus.
The older the wells are, is the more oil that they produce.
Oh, I see. Okay.
Yeah.
Why is Cardinal just coming in? Cardinal, I have something. Cardinal, why are you letting your boy get all that licks here? You're supposed to take up for Ivo.
Well, Charlene, tell us about your state of affairs. Are you having 4th of July celebrations in your neck of the woods? Or is just
no, as I told you, the storm is passing by. And today and tomorrow is going to rain. Actually, power went. It's so bad. The weather is so bad. So that's why Yes, that's why I'm calling in instead of listening on my iPad, because I couldn't hear.
Well,
so I had to call in and just speak quietly back.
So much rain. How come
the
last
I'm thinking that that's a real white sand there, because Cardinal, who's in a way different area from you, would have reported the interference he was having was because of weather. And now you're over there, way over there, you are saying the same thing. That has to be a real, real, real... Well, I'll leave it alone.
Yes, please. Your butter get cut off.
Oh, okay then.
Okay. I don't want you, Kathleen, you know.
Yes. Yes, one
so,
I'm the one who
so
can't hear.
Did you get to listen? Wait, let me ask Kathleen. Did you get to listen to the inspirational portion? Because, you know, that's your portion.
Of course. I was tuned in from...
Oh, I thought you told me there was interference, because...
It was raining then, but it wasn't that bad. So it was when it was getting up to the birthdays and the shout out of the fans that it started going haywire.
That part don't count. That's when that's when the trimming come on there with those fellas when they come in there. That's just the trimming.
I heard it well. I even heard when Lynn called in. And that he was on his way to the memorial service.
Yes, we had Leon this morning, yes. And I spoke to Fee old Tom too. I need to get her candle song, especially if not else.
Yes.
On here. I like her voice. I've seen it first perform. So we need to get that on here sometime in the near future.
Yes, because the other version that's on there, you played it this morning, it sounds nice, but if hers is better,
it's nice. I like hers. It comes out nice. Yep. So, well, we're just into a little bit of overtime here, folks, and before they just tell us we have to go, I think we might want to end it with some dignity. So, Cardinal, instead of... like the guy that is a guy, the
because the rain cut off his tongue. Could you be audible, please?
Yes. Is everybody hear me?
Yeah, you can send us home. Yeah, now we're hearing you. Okay, good.
Well,
let it go.
It's this weekend when Lynette
just texted me. Before Cardinal come in, Lynette texted and said, I hear Kathy. I'm not hearing Cardinal, but I'm hearing, Do you think Cat got his tongue? I don't know, could you send us one, please?
Lord have mercy. I can't let you be a troublemaker.
Please send some cake for Ivor.
You
and
are a
troublemaker. Full, and then he can't speak.
Well,
please send some cake for Ivor.
That is a saying, you know. That cat has your tongue. That means, you know, I don't know. Then they say the still tongue keeps a white head. I don't know.
Well, let me keep out of your business. It's your best friend.
There you go. That's what I'm saying. I know him well. Whitney Houston said that. Cardinal, could you please send us home because these people are trying to think. Remember, Cap is for Kathleen, but I didn't mean Cap has the tongue meaning short version for Kathleen. I was using the term Cap as in Cap. Meow.
You know, when people treat themselves much is when they're declaring their guilt. When people make such an effort in clearing
themselves. Kind of like you don't want to go home. Cat still have your tongue?
It's when they declare their guilt.
Tickle me. Much sent me a message this morning for you, Cardinal. And I can say it. I'm going to try. She said, that could be serious.
Very serious.
There you go. Unlike you. Please send us home that we can just go on. I'm going to attend the Leaves Association of South Florida. I'm going to pick up some of my grandchildren. I'm going to take them there. I'm going to go Facebook Live somewhere down the road so you might be able to see them truly. And what's happening at the TY Park. So,
okay.
This is 12. I don't get there before maybe after 2 o'clock when things really heating up so I can spend a good nice 2-3 hours there. Take some pictures for them.
It would be July 2nd. Many people are going to be celebrating what they call July 4th. Or the independence of declaration of the independence of the United States. Well, I'm just hoping that all our fans and everyone else would have a great holiday weekend for whatever reason that you're going to celebrate. And let you know that we're going to be back here next week having a greater time as we did today, even if it's July. Until then, have a great week. Stay safe. Enjoy the weekend. See you next Saturday.
Folks. And you can join the cricket show tomorrow at 6 p.m. until 9 p.m. when you'll have much more on sports. 6 until 9 p.m. But you would not want to miss the birthday and anniversary hour. That's the Walter Henry birthday and anniversary hour. All that comes on with the insiders. And Simon can come with the questions, tease and tickle the mind. So be sure to join the cricket show tomorrow at 6. Well, that's it from us here on the Caribbean Global Voices. So until next week, when we do it all again, on behalf of everyone, I'm happy saying...